what's encouraging about today is that you've got obviously Christians from right across the perspective engaged in print media, electronics, and people from outlets that I deal with on a daily basis in a professional capacity.
Media are not the only gatekeepers, but they are significant gatekeepers in our society, and they can censor out the Christian message by not referring to it at all. So it's very important that the Christian thing gets its place. It's a very significant part of the Australian community, and it ought to be reflected as such in the media.
It's good to see people from a faith background thinking through their responsibilities in such an important profession.
Well, at one level, every news event includes theology. It has to do with people. And for example, we understand that people are innately evil, not innately good. So already you've started to... And also we understand that God puts a huge emphasis on relationships. Both those things are integral to our Christian understanding of the world. They're not integral to everyone's understanding of the world. If you are thoroughly grounded in that as a journo, you won't need to do it consciously. Your view will come out in the sort of language you use, the sort of attitude you have to others. And in the end, the sort of resource you bring to a story. Now, again, I'm not saying that every story has to be Christian. It's nothing as obvious as that. But there is a Christian view to what you value, what you regard as important, and how you regard human beings, and I believe that will come out.
You know, the truth ain't a bad strategy. If you have a faith, no point beating around the bush. Put it with some sensitivity in terms of the place that you work. Remember, at the end of the day, people will judge, and legitimately so, on what we do, not what we say.
First of all, be Christian. Rather than say Christian, be Christian, and be naturally Christian. And then take courage, because we're in a business of making sure that the name of God and the words Jesus, God, and the Bible are able to be used in private and public conversation. So without making a great fuss about it, use them naturally. Speak about yourself naturally in that connection. Don't become a Bible basher, but let loose your own natural language, which is God's language.